some stories you might be seeing later today, kind of interesting, at least to some people, maybe. Did you see McDonald's, what they're now bringing out? They're, like, rushing it out as soon as possible.
What?
McDonald's is rushing out its pumpkin spice latte this year to try to beat Starbucks, even though it's still summertime outside.
Wow.
The war of the fall coffee dollars is already starting. McDonald's just announced that they'll be rolling out their pumpkin spice latte. That'll be happening later this month. And the goal is to get it out there before Starbucks. I know it's kind of a girl thing, you think, but I really enjoy those. I like all the fall, like, hot drink concoctions that they come up with.
I'm not a coffee drinker or a hot drink person except for hot tea. That's the only drink I'll have that's
what
hot.
Kind of tea are you doing? You doing, like, lemon tea, green tea?
I like
tea.
Breakfast blend, and I like, it's, what is it called?
Breakfast blend? Was it, like, eggs and bacon or what?
Yeah.
A little bit of sausage. Earl Grey?
No.
Like, what's your favorite kind of tea bag?
It's, it starts with a C. What is it? Cause something crap. Crap, I'm gonna look
crap
it up.
Crap bag?
Crap.
Crap tea.
Hey, can I get some of that crap tea over here?
What is it? I'm gonna look it up. Tea that starts with C.
Oh, don't put that. You'll get C-U.
Ew.
Okay. Okay, well, while you're looking up your crappy tea, let us know when you get that. This is kind of funny, but also stupid, but I just laugh at somebody actually
oh,
do
constant
this.
Constant comments.
What?
Constant comments.
What? I've never heard of that tea.
I love that tea.
That's an actual, like, flavor?
Mm-hmm.
What is it like? Is it got?
I don't know. Tea is, like, the most indescribable flavor to me. Like, I don't know how to explain what
there's
tea
like lemon
like.
And orange and
I don't know, man.
Earl Grey tastes like poop.
Yeah, I've never
like
had
doo-doo
it.
Like doo-doo tea. All right, well, check this out. A Florida man was arrested the other day after he pointed a gun at a gym teacher during an open house. The teacher was telling parents at the school about a martial arts self-defense program he is going to run. One of the parents said, "Martial arts are crap," and pointed a gun at the teacher.
Oh.
He then said, "Bang, you're dead." The teacher left the room so the incident wouldn't escalate and called the cops. The parent was found a short time later and charged with aggravated assault. But I guess he was telling the parents, she's like, "Well, sometimes, you know, a gun, it's, you know, it's not always going to be, you know, protect you." The guy's like,
right.
Bang.
Wow.
He didn't actually shoot him, but it's like, could you imagine being in that actual class and having that crap happen?
Terrifying.
And there's something I want to do with an experiment. I need one of you guys to come over and film this at our house. But my wife, Lindsay, for whatever reason, the dogs love her. Even though I feed them and take care of them, like, she's always with them.
Okay, I don't like where this is going, filming your wife with the dogs.
Well, me too.
Filming what?
Like
filming
me,
what?
I want you to film me, my wife, and our two dogs.
Doing what?
Whoa.
What Judge Judy did. Check this out. You guys ever watch Judge Judy?
Yes.
I'm a big fan.
Yes.
She came up with a really fascinating experiment on a recent episode of her show. It involved this case with two people. They were both claiming to be the rightful owner of a dog named Baby Boy.
Baby Boy, stay on my mind.
Feel my fantasy.
The woman who had Baby Boy insisted that she legally bought the dog off someone on the street. There was also a guy who claimed that he was Baby Boy's owner before that and that someone had stolen him from him. So Judge Judy let Baby Boy decide who the true owner was. She actually brought the dog into the courtroom and then let him loose. And right away, he ran over to the original owner's feet, jumped
Whoa.
On his leg, wagged his tail, and she gave him the dog.
Baby Boy!
You stay on my leg, you hump the night and day. What if we did this? Because I wonder who the dogs like more. What if one of you guys would come over with, like, your phone and just record this video, and we could see if my dogs like me or my wife more?
Better idea. We turn off the lights, have producer MYK get on all fours. Whoever he runs to, that's who he likes best.
You gotta watch out for my little guy, Paddington. He might start trying to dry hump you. Like, he's a humper.
Yikes.
Like, he humps his brother. Is that anything to be worried about?
Sounds pretty normal. Indiana, Kentucky.
General area,
I think,
right?
It's a Midwest thing.